knowing that you're here with us. And so, Holy Spirit, we welcome you just to move and be with us. And just to take us deeper this morning.
Yeah.
You are our everything.
Yeah.
And we just say we love you. And we want you. So just be here, please. Amen.
To the dark.
The sound of heaven touching. And Father God, we just thank you so much that we can be here with you and with your brothers and sisters. Thank you for your presence in this place, God. Oh Lord, we just are so blessed by this time with you.
Open up our hearts.
Give us a mouth that will praise you. Give us a new song. We want to praise you. We just want to set our eyes on you and we just want to praise you.
Thank you.
と皆さんと神様の大きさをしっかりと見たいと思います。味わいたいと思います。
We really want to just open our eyes and see how big God is.
私たちは神様を小さな幕の中に箱の中に入れてませんか？
Are you putting God in a tiny little box?
私たちの教会水場の目的、一人一人が神様と近づくこと、また私たちみんなが本当に神様の愛で知し、神様の体を作ると、イエス様の体を作ることです。
The reason for this community is for every single one of us to grow in our relationship with God, and we all want to get, draw closer and closer to Him. Amen.
イエス様の十字架がはっきり見えなかったら、今日しっかりとそれを見ることにしましょう。
If there's anybody here who doesn't clearly see the cross of Christ, let's pray today that today is your day that you would really see that.
いろんな前に心を届いていたとしたら、今日本当にイエス様の愛に私の心を届いていきたいと思います。
If there's just different things that have kind of covered up your heart like dross, we just pray that all of that would be wiped away today and that we would have pure hearts to seek God.
神様は一人一人のタラントを用いてくださることを感謝します。
God has given each and every single one of you guys amazing gifts and talents, and we praise God for those.
今日は一人一人のタラントを本当に神様の前で示していただいて、そしてそれを用いる決心をしたいと思っています。
And our prayer is that God would show each person clearly what those gifts and talents are and how we can use that for His kingdom.
それは音楽じゃないかもしれません。
Maybe that's music, but maybe not.But there's some gift and talent that God has given to you. And we want God to show us those things. Mark is going to come up and give the kids' message. I think Mark will be interpreting. Mark will interpret with him. So if you are a kid, come on up.子供たちどうぞ前の方に来てください。決まりましょう。
May I give you all? We have more space for kids.
More space in the front if you want to come up.
We'll need to show you this one. Good morning. Oh, we're awake this morning.
Yes, you're awake this morning.
Today we're going to talk about some very simple words that Jesus spoke. In English, it's two simple words, follow me.
Follow me.
Follow me.
Right.
Follow me. Everybody say, follow me.
Follow
me.
Follow me. Follow me. Follow me.
Follow me. Everyone can say that, right?
That's not hard.
It sounds so easy when he says it. We're looking in Matthew chapter 4 today. And Jesus is walking along and comes upon two men, Simon Peter and Andrew. Anyone know what they were doing?
No.
They were fishing. They were fishermen. And all we're told is that Jesus sees them and says, stop what you're doing, follow me, and you're going to fish for men.
イエス様は実はその魚釣りた人たちに向かって、私についてきなさい。あなた方はこれから魚じゃなくて人を釣る人になるんです。
And what do you suppose they did?
そしてどうしましたか、彼らは。
They followed him.
実際にイエス様についていったんですね。
And then Jesus meets two more. He keeps walking and comes upon James and John, who are working with their father in their boat.
またですね、イエス様歩いていくと、ヤコブとヨハネという人がお父さんと一緒に働いている魚を釣っているそこに行きました。そこで、
You know what he says to them.
外にイエス様歩いていきますか?
What do you say, everybody?
Follow me.
Follow me. 私についていきなさいと、イエス様は彼らに言ったんですね。
Now I got a question. Has anyone ever played Follow the Leader?
皆さんリーダーに従いなさいというゲームしたことある?
If I said I know the most amazing treasure and I'm going to take you to it, ね、なんか素晴らしいところがあると言ってたら
Would you follow me?、
もし一緒に私どもついていきますか、yeah.
ついていく Let's go out this door and climb this wall. We're gonna、ね、go to the treasure. Let you go.、
ね、壁登っていく方向に宝についていく。
If we run down the street over to the river, would you still follow me?
川についていったら、ついていく。あ、本当？
And what if I decide to go through the river, because that's where the treasure is?
もしですね、the river 宝がですね、川の上向こうだったら、その川の上をついていく。本当？
Well, you know what? Those men were just like that. They were eager to follow Jesus, even though they really didn't fully know what that would mean.
もうイエス様に従った彼らはですね、本当にこれから何が起こるかわからないにもかかわらず従ってたんですね。
When Jesus spoke to them, they saw something in him that they wanted to follow.
イエス様を見た時にですね、この人に何かある、この人に従っていこうと彼らは本当に心が決心したんです。
And so all four of those men left their boats, left their nets, left their actual job.And said, okay, we'll
follow この4人の男の人たちは自分の、ね、あの網もですね、全て職業を残しておいてイエス様に従ったんですね。できますか？
And so they gave up what they were comfortable doing, what they were good at, and said, well, we don't know what's going to happen, but we will follow you.
自分がしてること、自分がやったら楽しいこと、もしくは簡単にできることを諦めてあなたに従いますと彼らは宣言してついていたんですね。
And so when I said, I'm going to take you to the most amazing treasure, what popped into your mind?
もし私がですね、あなたに素晴らしいものを連れてきようと言ったら、なんていうのが頭に浮かびますか？
What?
何？
ゴ
ールデン。ゴールデン。ゴールデン。ゴールデン。ゴールデン。
ゴールデン。ゴール
デン。ゴールデン。ゴールデン。ゴール
デン。ゴールデン。ゴールデン。ゴールデン。ゴール
デン。ゴールデン。ゴLike,
another
treasure box
and you
find a little penny.
Ah,
I found another treasure box
with
cupcakes in it.
Cupcakes? Yeah, cupcakes. Okay, cupcakes. Okay, cupcakes.
But you know what?The treasure that's in my heart and my mind that I want you to follow me to is to Jesus.
でもですね、私が言いたい皆さんにこれは宝だっていうことです。イエス様にご自身で、イエス様についていくことが宝なんですね。
My prayer is I'm preparing messages is that you guys will follow Jesus just like these men did.
この人たちのようにイエス様に従っていくことは私の心から願いでもあります。
That even if Jesus calls you to go to another country,
この国に行ったときに、イエス様に言われたときに、それに従えるかどうかです。
That you will do that because you're eager to follow him.And do whatever he asks of
you.
And that's actually why I am here today, because I said yes, I will do what you ask of me, and my family and I moved here.
なんで私は日本にいるかというと、本当にイエス様が私に来なさいと言ったときに日本に来なさいと言われたら、私の家族もそれに従って今ここに現実にいるんですね。
And I am going to turn 49 in a few months.
実はですね、もう少し私は49
歳になる。Very eagerly this morning reminded me that means next year I'm halfway to 100.
But
you know what? That means I'm a lot older than you guys. But I have been following Jesus since I was your age. And even though it's been 40 years now, I do not regret, not at all, saying I will follow you. And so that's the point of the message is this whole year God has said, I want to say to me, He wants me to focus on showing you guys who Jesus is and showing you that there is great value in following Him. So let's pray and we're going to pray about following Christ.Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for another beautiful day. And thank you, Lord, that no matter what we're going through, you do come into this place and you do fill this room and then you fill our hearts. And Lord, my heart's prayer is that these children will see you for who you are.
And
at a very young age, they will respond to you and they will choose to follow you. And then no matter what you ask of them, and no matter what it costs,
and
no matter what it costs,
障害があってもそれを彼ら乗り越えることができるように、
they will say yes,
we そしてはい、あなたに従いますと言えるようにどうか一人一人にあなたは手を挙げてください。
Lord, speak to their hearts.
一人一人の心に今あなたが語ってください。
Let your Holy Spirit draw them unto you.
聖霊様、どうかあなたが一人一人イエス様に
導いて
ください。そして彼らが本当にあなたに従ってきますと言えますように助けてください。
We love you, Lord.
イエス様、感謝します。イエス様の愛とお祈りします。アーメン。
Thank you, kids. You can go back to your parents. Hi, girls. Hey, girls. I need to see. Just as Martha is just getting things ready, can we take a moment and just pray for our kids? Take a moment and pray for them. Some of them are yet unborn. Let's pray for me, for the kids here and for the kids in your life. 神様ありがとうございます。Father God, we praise you so much. 本当に一人一人の子供を感謝いたします。We praise you for each of the kids at Mizabah. 神様どうかWe pray your blessing upon them, God. 神様どうか守ってください。We pray that you would protect each one, God. 神様どうか導いてください。We pray that you would lead each one. And we pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Yes, Jesus' name. Amen.
皆さん、先週はどんな1週間でしたか?
What kind of week did you guys have last week?
覚えてますか?
You remember?
何食べたとかとか覚えてますか?
You remember what you ate? Anybody?
Remember what you ate?
Anybody remember what you ate? No one. One or two people. The YWAM people remember and Martha remembers.
じゃあ、先週のメッセージのは誰がして、聖書学者どうかの覚えてしますか?
Anybody remember who gave the message last week and what the passage was? Wow.I give the message and I give the message and the passage was on Luke 13, the parable of the fruitless fig tree. You guys remember, right? Hallelujah, amen.
その中で、メッセージの中で、ね、3つのことがありました。
And there were three parts of that message.
忍耐状況ありなさい。
First, be patient.
もう一つは他の人の可能性を信じなさい。
Second is recognize the potential of the people, of other people and of yourself.
他の人に何かできるか何かをしなさいということです。
And the third thing was do something so that that potential that will become a reality and it will grow.
自分自身の生活を振り返って10点満点だったら何点ぐらい与えられました
If you look backOn your life last week, what percent did you get on doing those three things? How did you do?
あまり私はあまり高い点がつけられません。
To tell you the truth, I didn't do too well myself.
先週まで、この前も話しましたが、孫たちがいました。
Until last Sunday, our grandchildren were still here.
そして私もあまり体調が良くなかったんですね。
And also, I wasn't feeling too well.
ですから一日一日が結構チャレンジでした。
And so actually each and every single day was a bit of a challenge for me.
もう忍耐深いとか本当に人に何かするってことは本当にチャレンジでした。
So it was really a challenge for me to be patient. It was a challenge for me to see the good in other people, and it was a challenge for me to do something.
そして頭の隅にですね、孫たちがいなくなったら、もしくは自分の体調が良くなったらできるんじゃないかと思いました。
And someplace in my mind and in my heart was this thought. Well, once the grandkids leave, or once I start to feel better, then I'll be able to do these things.
決してそうではないんですよ。次から次からいろんなことが起こります。
But that's not true. Because even when those things are taken care of, new things come. Have you ever noticed that? When one problem leaves, another one comes up and comes right back in our place.
私たちは自分自身のライフスタイルを変えるには本当に一日一日の積み重ねが必要です。
So, it's I was reminded once again that in order to change our lifestyle, it's a day by day process.
Amen.
So also every single day we have to make a decision and we have to be determined that we're going to change our lifestyle. Amen. So even if we don't see progress, we have to begin each and every single day by setting our eyes on Jesus Christ. Amen? Today I want to look at a passage from 2 Timothy.
これはですね、パウロが弟子であるテモテに書いた手紙です。
And this letter, as most of you guys know, is a letter of the Apostle Paul to a disciple of his named Timothy.
本当に読んでるとですね、本当にパウロはテモテを愛してたなということがわかります。
And when we read this letter, we really feel Paul's love for Timothy.
そしてテモテに期待してたのがわかります。
And we really also see how much he was expecting Timothy to be able to do great things.
特別な存在だったということです、ね。
And in Paul's mind,Timothy was a really special young man.
彼がどんなタラントか能力を持っていたからははっきり分かりませんけれども。
Actually, we don't really know what his particular Timothy's particular gifts and talents were.
でも神様から宣教者、福音を述べ伝えるものという召しと、そして権威が与えられていました。
But we know that he was called to share the gospel of Christ, and we know that he was given the privilege to do that.
あなたは神に召された人、あなたは神様の御言葉を伝える人とテモテに語られていました。
Paul looked at Timothy and he declared to him, "You have been called to preach the gospel. You have been called to share the good news of Christ."
第一テモテの一章の三節から少し読みます。
If we read in the first letter of Timothy, chapter 1, verse 3, we read it.
三節から五節を読みます。
Let's read it together.
まず日本語でお願いします。マケドニアに出発するときに頼んでおいたように、あなたはエフェソにとどまってある人々に命じなさい。異なる教えを説いたり、作り話や切りのない系図に心を奪われたりしないように。このような作り話や系図は信仰による神の救いの計画の実現よりもむしろ無意味な詮索を引き起こします。私の命令は清い心と正しい良心と純真な信仰とから生じる愛を目指すものです。
If you read in English, help me out. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 3 to 5. As I urged you when I was going to Macedonia, remain at Ephesus, so that you may charge certain persons not to teach any different doctrine, nor to devote themselves to myths and endless genealogies, but to promote speculations rather than stewardship.From God that is by faith. The aim of our charge is love that issues from a pure heart and a good conscience and sincere faith. Amen.
テモテは、まあ、エペソにいて、最初はそのエペソから離れることを予定していたようです。
So, we know from this that Paul was in Ephesus, but he was... Timothy was in Ephesus, but he was planning to leave.
でも、パウロは言うんですね。エペソにとどまりなさい。
But Paul says to him, no, wait a minute, I want you to stay there for a while.
エペソの教会はあまり良い状態ではなかったようです。
Actually, the church inEphesus was having some trouble. Wasn't in a very good condition.
テモテにはエペソにとどまって教会を指導するように。
So Paul is instructing him to stay there and to lead the church there.
後じゃなくて今あなたがエペソにとどまって教会を指導しなさいとテモテに言うわけです。
And he's telling him, no, I don't want you to do that later. I want you to do it right now.Stay there and lead that church.
そこにはある種の緊急性があったりします。
So we kind of feel there was kind of a sense of an emergency going on.
具体的に何がそこであったかその問題がはっきりはしませんけれども。
We don't know exactly the details.
何かでも旧約聖書からの神話とか様々なことでリーダーを含めて最初のパウロからの教えから離れてしまっていたようです。
But it seems like there was some kind of disconnection between some of the teachings. That were in the scriptures and what was going on.